come alive, come alive in my body. Dream, come alive, come alive in my body.
Hey, this is Molly, and you are listening to episode 38 of the Clean Food Dirty Girl podcast. Hey, hey, hey. All right, today we're going to be talking about sauces and dressings. And we're going to be talking about boring food and how to make them not boring. Why, you probably guessed it, sauces and dressings. The struggle is real, but I'm going to help with boring food. I'm here to help. Before we dive in, though, to that, here's the deal. So a lot of us really want to eat more plants so that we can feel amazing physically, right? We want to eat a whole food, plant-based way of eating, because we know that when we do, and when we take out the processed food, or most of the processed food, and we take out the convenience food, and we take out the candy and the chips and the crackers and the pizza and all of this, we know that we feel better when we fuel our body with whole grains and beans and legumes and veggies and nuts and seeds and fruits and all the whole plant foods. We know that we just feel better. We know that we have less inflammation. We know that we sleep better. We know that we have more energy. We know that our body is able to bring itself back into balance as best it can. We know that it helps with cholesterol and helps with high blood pressure and helps with insulin resistance. Like, we know, right? And if you don't know, now you know. Like, eating a whole food plant-based diet is the bee's knees. Like, the body thrives when it's fueled with plants. And that's all well and good. And a lot of people really, really want that. I think, yes, I want to be able to do that. I want to be able to get to a perfect weight for my frame and feel good and have energy at the end of the day to walk my dog or to have a bike ride or to play with my kids or my grandkids or go on a trip or just go for, you know, a swim or whatever, really enjoy life or go on a trip, right? And not feel so weighed down all the time and so achy and feeling like you're really relying on medication to get you through the day. Now, I'm not suggesting that a whole food plant-based diet is a miracle cure for everything. No, we're human, right? And human beings, shit changes in the body and we are all going to age. And hopefully we have that opportunity to age and eventually die. Like, no matter how much kale we eat, no matter how many, you know, chickpeas or I don't know, moringa, we munch on, like, we all have a certain death, right? And that's not, like, down and out depressing thing. That's just the reality of it. And so, well, I mean, it is kind of depressing too, but I'm speaking of it more in, like, we know it's going to happen. And a lot of us just don't talk about it or want to think about it, but it's the one thing we literally all have in common. And so a whole food plant-based diet isn't some miracle cure that's going to all of a sudden make us look 21 again at all. However, it is going to assist in helping the body work as it was designed to work. And so whatever, and that's why so many people have different things that happen when they start to eat this way, because everybody is starting from a different baseline. Everybody is starting at a different threshold, right? It depends on where you're at on your health journey. You know, that it depends on what results you're going to get. But there are some common themes, right? And those themes are, I said them, like better sleep, more energy, less inflammation, better digestion, better insulin resistance, right? Lower cholesterol, blood pressure, all that good stuff. And just a feeling of feeling lighter, even emotionally, right? Feeling lighter and just feeling like you have some mental clarity as well. So these things are all obviously lovely and delicious, and everybody, like, who doesn't want that? But then, okay, so how do I do that? Well, you've got to eat plants. It's kind of twofold, right? You got to, like, incorporate more whole plant foods, and then you got to avoid the stuff that isn't whole food plant or whole plant foods, right? So you got to eat whole plant foods and remove things that aren't whole plant foods. Okay. But that's when the problem comes in, right? So a lot of people will say that they don't have the time, or they don't like the taste of the food, or they're going to miss cheese too much, or their spouse isn't on board, and so they don't really feel comfortable doing it, or they travel too much, or they work too much, or they don't know how to cook, right? There's all these excuses that people come up with to not do it, even though they want the results. And so if the root cause, or the root, getting to the root cause of the most common lifestyle related issues in the physical body, if that is food, right? Food is the root cause of lifestyle related issues in the body. The root cause of not following through with that and not actually putting that into action and having it be more than just a thought, the root cause of that is your thinking. And this is exactly why I became a life coach, because I wanted to help bridge that gap between wanting to eat really plant-based for a multitude of very good reasons, right? And there is no right reason either. Like, whatever your reasons are, it's the right reason for you. Like, there are no right or wrong reasons for doing this. You just got to like your reasons. But to kind of help bridge that gap between, okay, you want to do this, you've heard all of these people having amazing results, you want that for yourself, and then for whatever reason you don't, right? The root cause of that is your thinking. And in order to start taking action and actually eating a whole food plant-based diet and removing the stuff that isn't that, you have to work on your thoughts. And so that is why I became a life coach. That is why I offer group coaching in Plant Fueled Life. Because it's not just about the food. People, you know, maybe if somebody came into someone's house and cooked them three meals a day that were delicious, right? It would be easier for people to eat this way. But that's not most people, right? For most people, like, there is a learning curve to this. You've got to put in some time. Like, it requires some work. But in order to do that, your brain has to be on board. Your thoughts have to be on board. And your thoughts is the root cause of people not taking action. And so that's what we're going to be talking about. I'm going to be talking about on June 30th, 2022. It is coming up soon. And it's at 8 a.m. Hawaii time, 11 a.m. Pacific time, and 2 p.m. Eastern time. This is a free event. And we're going to be getting to the root cause of your problems, both in mind and body. And so this is a game changer. This is not only giving you resources that you need to actually get to the root cause of your physical issues, but it's helping you get to the root cause of why you aren't actually making those choices and taking those actions and making those changes for yourself. And that's the missing piece that I see so often. So that's what I'm going to be talking about June 30th. It's going to be 1 hour, and I'm going to leave room to actually coach some people live. So come prepared to be coached, or to watch other people be coached as well. Cause that is, that's very helpful to see other people be coached as well, even if you're not the one getting coached. So I would love to join. I'd love for you to join me. It's going to be fun and, there's going to be a lot of aha moments, and you're going to walk away ready to eat more plants, and you are going to know how to stop getting in your own way of actually doing that. So go to the show notes of this episode and click on the link that'll bring you to the page where you sign up for free. So that's what I wanted to throw out there first and foremost. And so now let's talk about boring ass plant-based food. So the thing I've always said, like, if you're going to eat a whole food plant-based diet, this shit has to taste good. Right, because we need to eat. We need to eat every day to stay alive. And if you're presenting someone with recipes or meals that are boring and bland and taste like cardboard or just not interesting, what happens is that people go back to the way that they used to eat. So let's say somebody was used to eating, you know, a burger and fries. Well, okay. Let's say they're used to eating some eggs and bacon for breakfast, a burger and fries for lunch, and like meatloaf for dinner. And let's say their body is out of whack. It's out of balance. It's having some issues. And they heard, hey, eating this whole food plant-based way of eating sounds pretty good. All these people are getting great results. I'm going to try it. And so they kind of start Googling some shit and they're like, all right, well, I'm just going to have fruit for breakfast. I'm going to eat like a salad for lunch and I'm going to eat some beans and rice for dinner. It's not going to be satisfying. Maybe they could do it for a few days, right? But it's just not going to be satisfying, especially if you aren't used to eating this way. And then what happens for a lot of people is they go back to eating how they ate before. And they say, well, I tried it. I couldn't do it. It wasn't enough food, or it was boring, or I just, you know, didn't feel great. And there's a lot of reasons for that, right? Like the first thing is when you are coming kind of off from that standard American diet and eating a whole food plant-based diet, you are not going to feel good because you're going to be going through detox mode. And so that's very natural. But if you are eating food that literally just tastes like crap, then yeah, you're not going to be motivated to keep doing it, right? So I hear so many stories of people going back. That is until they sign up for our meal plans and learn how to cook dirty food, and then not such a problem. But for people who don't know and who have never done this before, here's what made me think of this. So the other night I was getting dinner together and I have to cook. I have to get in my kitchen. I got a batch cook. I'm like at the end of my week and I have like, you know, I ate all my dressing for salads earlier in the week. I ran out of my cheesy sauce that I made for batching. I ran out of like, so I had some rice and I had some beans in my fridge and I had some lettuce, I think. I don't know. It was just not very much food. And so I heated up the rice, I heated up the beans, I put it in a bowl, and then I chopped up some lettuce and put that on the side. And as I was eating it, I was like, ugh, this is so boring. This is so bland. Like if I was new to this way of eating and I thought that this was the way to do it, I would be very disappointed. Now, I went to my cupboard and I opened up a can of Hatch green chili sauce and I heated that up and I poured it over that whole bowl and all of a sudden it became a delight. And so that's the thing, right? When you have sauces and when you have dressings, it is a game changer. Like, I'm not going to probably sit down and eat a bowl of plain steamed broccoli very often. But if I have some cheesy sauce in my fridge that I can heat up that I made out of cashews and potatoes and carrots and onions and turmeric and garlic and all that good stuff, nutritional yeast, and I have that made, I'll steam some broccoli and pour that cheesy sauce over the broccoli and eat it any damn meal. Like, I'll crave it. I'll want it so much. Same thing with salad. Like, my salads are not just wimpy little salads with lettuce and tomato. I mean, my salads are big bowls of all kinds of greens, romaine and watercress and arugula and kale. And then I put in some sauerkraut and some baked tofu and some garbanzo beans and some sprouts and some chopped up, maybe some chopped up olives if I have them. And then some toasted sunflower seeds and then a really delicious dressing on top. That all of a sudden makes something as boring as a salad can be into a meal that I actually crave. And so it's not just the sauces and the dressings, but it's also the different textures. So if you have at least three textures in any given bite, it's going to be much more interesting than eating the same texture over and over and over again. And so I think, you know, and that's really the beauty of our recipes and our meal plans that are included in Plant Fueled Life, along with my coaching. We know the power of sauces. We know the power of dressings. We know the power of textures. And we know that when combined in the right way, something that could be really, really boring all of a sudden like jumps off the plate with vibrant flavor and delicious texture. And it makes you want to come back for more. It makes you crave the stuff that's really, really healthy, right? And it's not like I'm putting Velveeta on some broccoli and calling it like a healthy lunch. No, no, no. It's not any cheesy sauce. It's not any dressing. It's not any sauce, right? I'm talking specifically about sauces and dressings made from whole plant foods. Like that's where it's at. And that is why in our meal plans on batch cooking day, we'll always have a dressing for you to make. We'll always have a sauce for you to make, right? We always have these things that are going to help like kind of dress and be a supportive role in the meals that you eat throughout the week. But that was my thought. I'm like eating these beans and rice and lettuce. I'm like, damn, this is boring. But like, I know the trick. And I didn't have any sauces. I didn't even have a dressing made up at the time. But I did know some green chili sauce would definitely make this totally satisfying and delicious. And it definitely did. But I know the trick, see? I know how to make the plants taste good. But somebody just starting off, if they didn't know that, I could see it'd be very easy for them to go back and be like, fuck it, I'm going to put a pizza in the oven, you know? Or like, screw it, I'm going to make that burger or call for, you know, or go by and get some takeout or whatever. And so this way of eating, it does require more of you. It does require you to spend some time and to cook your own food. And what you're really doing is taking responsibility for your health, for your body, for your well-being. And you're saying like, I'm worth it enough to invest in myself because it is an investment of your time. You know, but it's going to, in return, it's going to give you not only time, but it'll give you quality of life. And so that to me is going to be worth it every single time. So the next time, if you don't subscribe to Plant Fueled, if you're not a member of Plant Fueled Life, well, first you should, and links are in the show notes. So definitely do that. But if you're not ready yet, and the next time you eat a whole food plant-based meal and you're thinking, I'm so not thrilled with this, then a sauce or a dressing will help. And adding more textures will also help. So one of my favorite sauces, I have a lot of favorite sauces and dressings, but any kind of cheesy sauce. Right, we have so many cheesy sauces on our blog. We have a lot of cheesy sauces too. But even something like the provolone style cheesy sauce or the like yellow cheesy sauce made from potatoes, carrots, and onions, or we have the one cheesy sauce made out of oats, right? So much fun. And I think it has a red bell pepper and some paprika, and anyways, we get really creative with them. Or, you know, I mean, I think you can probably buy plant-based sauces, but again, they're not going to be as healthy. They're going to be much more expensive and it can be hit or miss on taste. Like making your own is always going to be more delicious. And so that's, if you're like, my food sucks, then consider how you can add a sauce or a dressing to make it better or textures. Another thing you could do is like mash up an avocado and add a little bit of salt and pepper and a little garlic powder or something. That can add, it's not necessarily a sauce, but it can add a slightly different texture and make it a little bit more interesting as well. You could add something like some hummus too, right? It doesn't necessarily have to be a sauce or a dressing, but just something a little bit extra that'll give your mouth something to get delighted about. Okay, so that's what I have for you today. I hope that you have a fantastic, wonderful week. And whatever you do, eat lots of plants and nourish that beautiful body of yours so that it can take care of you in return. Okay, see you next time. Not see you. I'm not going to see you. I'm going to talk to you next time. Bye. Hey there, one last thing. If you are struggling to eat healthier, you got to join me on June 30th at 11 a.m. Pacific time. I'm doing a live coaching event via Zoom where I'm going to be helping you get to the root cause of your struggle to eat healthier. Okay, now P.S. This has nothing to do with the food. This has to do with your thoughts. This is going to be a really powerful hour. And again, if you're struggling to eat healthier, if you really, really want to eat healthy and you're struggling to do it, this is for you. I'm going to help you get to the root cause of this so that you don't have to struggle anymore. Easy peasy lemon squeezy. Sign up for this free event by going to the show notes or going to cleanfooddirtygirl.com/special-event. But getting to the show notes is probably the quickest way to get there. Okay, I hope to see you on the 30th. Bye.